Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive beyond second. Randolph can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randolph for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden is 0-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harbeck is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz is 0-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Yount. Pagliarulo reaches second base with a double. Munoz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Julio Macardo now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Lee now pitching. Kent Harbeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Harbeck moves to second. Darren Holmes now pitching. Brian Harper, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive off the glove of Gantner, and into shallow left field. Harper reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Randy Bush, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Holmes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Newman now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.